Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm Common Sense Legal Advice. With me, attorney Neil Jensen, the long absent, it yes. seems to me at least.
I came
attorney
back.
Attorney Neil Jensen. And
what?
You what? Came back.
Well, I have been gone for a while. I mean, I've been here, but I haven't done the shows.
Okay, yes.
You know, and I'm going to retire pretty soon, probably very soon. Maybe at the end of this year. You know, they gave me a retirement party, Mark.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I've been threatening to retire for 5 years, and they figure that the only way to get rid of me is to give me a retirement party.
Well, the question is that going to work?
We'll see.
Okay.
I do. I'm on a kind of like, you know, when you're in an apartment and your 1 year lease is up,
mm-hmm.
and you go on a month-to-month basis.
Yes.
Well, I kind of got that in my contract, so it may take a while, and... What did we say before we came on the air? What Lisa says she was going to change the locks to keep me out,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't work because
you own the building.
There we go.
That's it. They had contracts when you started. They had paper.
What? That's one of my jokes. Wait, maybe I can find it. Jump to the joke having to do with paper, which we don't have anymore. Let's see if I can find that here. Here, I thought I'd try to find a joke that involved my. The grandchildren who have been out over Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Late, but by the way, where is this thing? Here it is.
Doesn't involve ducks or anything, is it?
No, you know, the duck jokes, I've almost forgotten them.
You have to refresh.
They don't make separate books, you know, of just duck jokes. So this was like a Christmas gift. When he received a journal, you know what a journal is, right? As a Christmas gift. My 8-year-old son was mystified and said, Dad, what am I supposed to do with this? The pages are blank. And Dad said, you write down interesting stuff that happens to you. I said, oh, so it's like a blog on paper.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem, you know, because that was the thing, Neil, you kind of mentioned. Yeah. You have computers and you don't, there's going to be no need for paper anymore. But there's more than there ever has been,
it's
it
just
seems.
Awful. It's just, you know, one of the things that really screwed it up from my standpoint is emails.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, nobody thinks twice about sending an email because it doesn't cost them anything. But on the other end, particularly if you're in business like mine mm-hmm. and other businesses, you want to keep it. You want to run it so you can see it next week. You got to copy the darn thing.
Yeah.
So your cost is on the receiving end. So, but we're not going to change that.
The more things change...
The more they're the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
This show's all about wisdom, isn't it? Adages.
Well, common sense.
There's a lot of common sense. I should. Oh, that's the name of this show.
Yeah.
Common Sense Legal Solutions. Which, and I have some. But we'll get to those later.
Later.
There's other things. This is the half-hour show that we're doing. No.
We have other things to cover before we get to that.
Lindsay Whalen. I always like to talk about Lindsay Whalen. I'm taking my grandchildren out to the hoop shoot tonight. It's at the Lindsay Whalen Gym. Isn't that great? They named our new gym after Lindsay.
Absolutely.
And she, her Gopher basketball team, the women lost their first game, and I think they've won 10 in a row.
Doing very well.
Pretty good.
Now, say tonight,
yes.
meaning Friday night, because we're recording on Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Tonight. Actually is tonight.
Yeah, we don't want to mislead people because this airs on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Okay. They go out there to the hoop shoot and it'd be over.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, there'd be a lot of parking spaces.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to take, that program's been around forever. I think I used to work with that free throw contest. You know, I think the Elks sponsored it for years. I'm not sure if they still do, but now they've really expanded. It's 8 to 13 years old, girls and boys. Mm. So that's pretty nice.
Were you a basketball player?
Yes, I was.
Were you any good?
Class of 64 state tournament.
Ooh.
Other than that, yeah, we were good. You 20-3.
You didn't say champions.
Well, that was when there were just 8 teams, and we were we took 6th.
Okay.
We won one game, which wasn't bad, but we lost our star blew knee out in the first game against Liverpool.
Ooh.
Jeff Haft.
It an experience just to be there? Because you hear that.
It was
phenomenal.
Because it was Williams Arena. You know,
the barn.
8 teams, Williams Arena, like it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, it was spectacular. It was fun. It was, but you know, you really don't appreciate it until it's over because you're just trying to figure out.
Oh yeah.
Where the gym is and how to get out of the locker room.
And keep your mind on what you're there for, yeah. I suppose, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was so nervous the first play. The other guard threw me the ball. I was so nervous that I put my hands out to catch it, and it bounced off my chest. I could not close my hands. I was so nervous to be in Williams Arena. But, no, that was quite an experience. I think now they're winning a few games. You know, Mike McGraw coaches the high school team. I see they've won a couple of games. Be nice to see him come back with a nice season. It's been a while.
You seen him lately? Kind of looks like Santa. I wonder if he's shaved.
I don't know. Maybe when golf season starts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What else?
You know, unfortunately, or I don't know, but at any rate, I've been making notes, and then I didn't make the last program I was going to be at, and so they're kind of floating around here. But I thought I would talk about
this program.
I'm going to talk about snowbirds.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, this is important because now we're getting, you know, it's the end of the year, New Year's, and you know what happens to a lot of folks. They get in the airplane and cars, and they go south. And that's fun. That's great. It's nice to stay warm and get down there, but there are things they have to remember. And one is advanced directives, which would be the healthcare directive, which says, you know, if I can't make my own healthcare decisions, I want my spouse to, and generally one of the adult children or all children are backups. And they're probably back in Minnesota, and you're down in Arizona, and you have health issues, and they better know how to find that thing. First of all, take it with you. Take your healthcare directive down to Arizona or Texas or whatever with you. But also have, your copy should be back here, and whoever is listed on it of the children should have a copy of that, the healthcare directive.
Should you have that with you when you travel, period?
I think so. I do. I think if you're, especially if you're in the car, put it in the glove box, you know, make an extra copy, have it in the glove box, especially if you're an older person like, me.
Yeah.
Just had a birthday, you know. How old do you think I am?
70.
Okay, I'll take that. 73.
Okay.
The other healthcare, the other advanced directive is a power of attorney. You know, if you can't make financial decisions, you designate somebody to do that for you, and it's the same drill. Make sure you've got one with you, and make sure that whoever's named as backup to your spouse has one back in Minnesota or back wherever they may be in case that issue comes up. And, okay, so that's that. Oh, I've got another note here. Timeshare owners. You know, so many of our snowbirds go down to some timeshare someplace.
Okay.
And the problem with timeshares from an estate standpoint is when a person dies, how do you clear that thing? Whether it's, now generally if it's mom and dad dies, it's jointly owned and mom gets the ownership, and that's not generally a problem. The problem is when both mom and dad are gone, how do you transfer that to the kids pursuant to your will, which probably says everything goes equally to the kids? And so what I advise people to do is when you go down to your timeshare, go into the office and say, and ask them, how do I transfer this? You know, if we both die in a car accident down here, how do we transfer this to the kids? And they'll tell you. And generally, the reason I have people do that is because everybody's different. States have different laws. You know, they might be in Mexico. They might be in the Cayman Islands. All the laws are different. So if you find out down there, then you've got it. Then you've got it. And then you can bring that information back when you come back to Minnesota.
Is that a difficult operation?
What's
because
that?
You mentioned everybody's different. Could be different state, different country.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to get that all sorted out then? Does that take time?
Yes, because it's a real estate interest, generally. But it's timeshare. It's not a building. It's 2 weeks or it's whatever it is in terms of time. And it is tricky if you don't have it figured out in advance. And if you don't, someone like me sits and tries to figure out how to communicate with the Cayman Islands and find the administrator or whoever runs the show. And generally, it's not the answers are not down where the timeshare is. They're owned by somebody who's bigger, whose office is in Denver. And then, you know, you can spend a lot of money trying to figure it out. Where if you figure it out in advance, then you've got it.
Well, you know, that kind of triggers my mind here. We talked about previous programs where, like your passwords and things like this, stuff that you only know.
Yes.
That's kind of connected here, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting
and
people.
We have talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's a note here somewhere about that you that I had. But, yes, so these days, you know, who has your passwords? How does your oldest child get into your financial information if you're down south and you need it and you have a stroke or something and they don't have it? So they've got to know. They don't necessarily have to have your password, but they've got to know where to find it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Is that it? Anything?
Well, there must be something else. I know. I think too. You want to? I had a note here. I always have a note about checking with your accountant. I'm not sure what that means though. When you're
That's
going
probably,
south.
Well, does that have to do with income tax and? You know, filing taxes and stuff?
I think so, and it's getting a little late for that, isn't it? I mean, there are a lot of things you want to do before the end of the year, but that ship has almost sailed, hasn't it?
That's assuming you have money.
Well, you know...
you don't have any money, you don't have to worry about that, do you?
Here's another note I had. This should have gone in the show earlier.
What?
Nelson Cruz was named Athlete of the Year in Minnesota. Big article on him. The Twins pinch hitter.
He's a good one.
Designated hitter. And he had, you know, if I...
Seems to be a nice guy, too.
He has, you know, he takes a nap before every game. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, kind of like Doug Tooman. You know Doug Tooman?
No.
He takes a nap all the time. But, you know, he gets up with the cows.
Yeah, I like naps, too.
I do, too.
That kind of, lately they've been turning into full-blown sleep, though.
Well, that's what Nelson Cruz says. Sometimes he sleeps right up to game time. You know, he actually, in his contract, when he signed with the Twins, and he'd done this with other major league teams, had a provision he had to have a nap room.
Really?
They built one for him in the Twins stadium.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. They could do that for you here. No?
No. That's a good. Go down the basement.
Go out the back door.
Go in your car.
Sleep outside.
Yeah.
No, that's about all I've got, Mark. I don't know if I'll be doing any more shows. We'll see, because I really am going to retire, believe it or not. And it's been great. It's been a long run. It's been 43 years.
Well, the best of luck, Neil.
Thank
you. If you do not show up here, or if you actually retire,
I mean, there may be like a
again,
guest program I'd do just for
that'd 11. Be nice. That'd be nice.
Sure.
Legal update. On KDUZ, brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Shadeen Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice with attorney Neil Jensen. Neil, have a good day.
Thanks, Mark.